Unidos antes sí. Claro. Y por ser tu primo todavía tenía control de la
Hello, Marcus?
Uh-huh.
Marcus, how is everything going today? Good?
All right.
Great. I just wanted to touch base with you, sir, in regards to our last conversation about getting capital for the business. Now, did you ever end up securing that up, or are we still looking for capital, sir?
Man, I'm actually in conversation with a group called Tribeca, maybe? And our last conversation Friday was well, but now I'm getting text messages this morning saying they need something else. So I don't know, man. What do you got to offer? I'm tired of going around the world. You know,
you got it.
Okay. Asking for and then they come back. Well, when
Let me get straight with you. Now that you actually brought that to the table, okay. With me, it takes 1 or 3 business days for you to get confirmed. All I need from you, it's 3 or 4 last bank statements. I'm just going to ask you a few questions, and I think most likely by the end of the day, somebody's going to get in contact with you to let you know whether we're actually doing this or you're not eligible. It's straight out like that. We don't have to go beat around the bush or anything like that. Like, you don't want. I understand what you're talking about because your time is money, and money is what you need to actually continue with your job. So let me do this for you, and I'll send you an email. Then you do whatever the email requires from you, and we have work for you, but most likely the end of the day or tomorrow.
All right. And who do you work for?
I work for Milestone Capital. We actually are our own lenders, so that's one of the reasons we don't have to beat around the bush and go wait for somebody else's to sit on their hands and give us an answer. As soon as I send this paperwork to you and you send it back to me, it goes straight to the main hub. They look at it right away because they don't wait. They want to help people, and we'll go for that.
All right.
All I need for you, like I say, it's quick questions. How much you make monthly in your business?
Man, the last 4 months have really been real good. I've deposited over $100,000 every month.
Okay. Well, let's go for $100K.
Okay. All right.
How much capital do you see in your hands to make this job to make this company profit?
How much capital do I see?
Yeah. Yeah, how much you want to get?
Much do I want?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, man, I'm good. I just need to get ahead right now.
I understand, but you know what? Let me tell you one thing: the money that you don't have on your pocket and you're not working with is money lost.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so if you want working capital, we can do that too.
Yeah.
How much you want working capital?
What are the terms? So the terms, like,
I'll send you all that noted and specified, yeah, so you can see it, because we can spend like 20 minutes, an hour over here, and it's better for you to see it on paper. Because on paper, like you say, paper is the one that's going to tell you that it's true.
Yep.
So how much is you actually looking for?
What's the payback on 100?
That's what I'm saying. I gotta send you the paper. Let me send you your paperwork. Let me send you all the specifications, and we go from there. So you need $100K. $100K. No problem. Okay. What are you doing with the capital? You just want it for working capital, you say?
Yep. So because I want to expand, because right
now,
since I've been in business, I've been doing it out of pocket, right?
Yeah.
And I've been staying afloat. Sometimes I drown, but I've been trying to stay afloat. Now watch this. It doesn't make sense for me to get $100,000 loan or working capital if I got to turn around and pay $7,500 a month back. You see what I'm saying?
I understand. That's what I'm saying. Right. I'm gonna send you the paperwork so you see what we're standing on, and you take it from there.
Right.
So you say you want it for working capital and expansion, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Expansion. How soon you look to moving on this capital, like ASAP?
ASAP.
Okay. And now that real quick, what's your credit score? 500, 600, 700?
Personal credit score is 580.
Okay. Business wise, same way?
Business is like 80 payday score.
Okay. You say 580, huh? Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
How does he got the low? Just question.
What got what low?
The score. Your score.
Oh, my personal credit?
Mm-hmm.
Personal credit. There's one derogatory mark on that. That is child support. And it's been on there since.
No worries. That's actually not a judgment, a lien, or a bankruptcy, which is okay.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
It's hard to have too many kids, man.
Shit, I only got one. I learned from that one.
Yeah,
hey,
you know what?
Divorce.
I did the same thing. I'm almost 55, and I only have two, and I stayed there.
Yeah. I'll be 40 next week. I only have one.
Yep. And then every other woman says, like, why don't you want to have a kid with me? Because
exactly.
that kid is going to be expensive later on.
Exactly.
That kid is going to be expensive later on. Have you ever defaulted on any lender or lowered your modified? That's all I want to know. No worries. On a scale 1 to 10, how motivated are you to receive this capital?
How motivated?
Mm-hmm.
Scale 1 to 10 or 20? I'm a double.
Oh, got it. What's the best email to send you this information, Marcus?
The number 2. truckingllc@gmail.com. Since today's my travel day, I'm traveling today, so yeah, it's gonna be the best for me to do things for my phone.
So let me go back to that. truckingllc@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay. How long you been in business?
Since 2019, February 2019.
Okay, that's almost 6 years, huh?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. I'm gonna send you this right away, and I will have a senior actually look at it and give you a call. If it's not right away, it's gonna be sometime today. Okay, so we'll make sure that there is nothing on the transition issues or anything like that. The email is gonna go through. I'm looking forward on getting this done for you, and have a wonderful day, Marcus, and I look forward to talk to you again, sir. Make sure that this thing actually works for you instead of, like I say, you know, go around the bush all too many times.
The worst
part is that sometimes the bush don't have any fruit.
I'll be going
around it if it has any fruit.
You
get some blueberries in it, I'll be there all day.
That's right. All right, man.
All right, Marcus. Take it easy. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. This is...